Preston, Israel's army says the bodies of three more hostages killed by Hamas on October 7th have been recovered from Gaza. The news comes as the UN's top court prepares to rule on an urgent request by South Africa that Israel halt its military action in the territory immediately. The NCAA and five major sports conferences have reached a deal that calls for revenue sharing with college athletes.
There's no stipulations on exactly how much will go to each athlete or each individual, but there's certainly some questions that remain about whether Title IX will factor into that.
Senior writer for The Athletic, Justin Williams. Australian media reporting that a massive landslide in Papua New Guinea is believed to have killed at least 100 people. An emergency response is still underway, and officials say there will be more victims. An overnight fire in an apartment building in Vietnam's capital of Hanoi has left more than a dozen people dead. The fire began in a small alleyway that stores electric bikes. This is ABC News. China stepping up its saber rattling over Taiwan, staging a large two-day military exercise.
Chinese state television showing its drill involving air, sea, and land forces, actively observing Taiwanese defense. By the island's count, it tracked 19 naval vessels and 49 warplanes. 35 reportedly flew across the median of the Taiwan Strait, the de facto boundary between the sides. In an ominous tone, Beijing says its exercise represents punishment for separatists seeking independence. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
The CEO of Frontier Airlines is calling for a crackdown on people who abuse free wheelchair service, the provision required by law. He says on one flight, 20 passengers requested wheelchairs for their departure, but only three of them actually needed a chair after they landed. He says people are doing it to skip the security line, and he's calling for penalties to be imposed. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the MaxSync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin delegates and alternates to the Republican National Convention include two people who served as fake electors in 2020. Pam Travis and Bob Spindell signed documents to cast Wisconsin's electoral votes for Donald Trump, even though Joe Biden had won. Hunters and fishers in Wisconsin are keeping a close eye on work on the 2024 federal farm bill. Aaron Sandquist with Pheasants Forever says the bill needs strong private land conservation protection.
We have a lot of needs in states like Minnesota and Wisconsin, particularly in the prairie areas and private land habitat provided by the Farm Bill, like CRP, is critically important.
Advocates say 40 million people would lose access to hunting and fishing opportunities without the Conservation Reserve Program. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers are in Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, reporting from Boston, Massachusetts, where the Brewers and the Red Sox face off tonight. No one is more excited to play in Fenway Park this weekend than Sal Frelick, who grew up here, but says he feels right at home inside the Brewers clubhouse.
Love everybody in this clubhouse. I think we all mesh really well together, pitchers, position players, everybody, staff. So, yeah, when you get rolling like that, and that it is contagious, everyone feels good going into the next day.
NBA, the Celtics beat the Pacers here in Boston 126-110 in the Eastern Conference Finals. The Celtics now with a 2-0 lead. NFL in Green Bay, the Packers wrapping up week one of OTA practices. Matt LaFleur on what he's looking for the most.
Compete. Bring great energy each and every day, and I think the guys have responded well to that. You know, it's early, but I'm really excited about this group and their ability to come together, compete, to push each other.
That's Matt LaFleur from Boston with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy this morning, scattered showers and thunderstorms by late this afternoon into this evening. Our high today, 71. Tonight, thunderstorms ending, clearing after midnight, 50. Tomorrow, sunshine, 72, with more scattered rain and thunderstorms on Sunday and Memorial Day, with highs in the upper 60s to near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Jane is off, but I, Greg Bach, am your host for today, and we welcome guests Matthew Filipovich, Esther Flonays, and we have Fancy Brian Kelly as our guest host for the first hour. Join us.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, well, good morning, everybody. Johnny's not here again, still on vacation.
Seems like he's been
gone. Does it seem like he's been gone a long time, Todd, and he's only been gone a day? Or maybe not.
Yesterday was a little rough.
Well, we had Frank Hermans in here. Frank
Hermans.
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 That was part of the rough day. I couldn't get his name right.
I know him as Uncle Beav.
From what?
I don't know.
Uncle Beav?
Yeah.
He hasn't said that.
Yeah. My nephew is his great nephew, so I know the family very well, and he's Uncle Beav.
We'll have to ask him next time he's on about that one.
You're going to write that down?
Yeah,
put that in your calendar?
Okay, yes. We'll follow up with Frank on that. But we have, John's off today on his little vacation, and we have Shannon Cohen in. And Shannon and I know each other. You've been a guest on the show a couple of times.
I have.
More than that. And when I said John was on vacation, you said, well, maybe I'll help you out. And I'm like, that'd be awesome. You got good energy. You do a lot in the community. Why'd you want to do this?
I like to embarrass myself.
There you go. All right. This is the place.
I mean, I guess it started back in high school. I wanted to be a radio DJ.
Really?
Poor thing.
I know.
You poor thing.
Low expectations.
That changed very quickly. I don't know if people remember, but Wild 99.7.
Oh, yeah.
Todd.
I worked in the building at that time.
So that's who I went and did my interview or so with.
Yeah.
To talk about, it was for a school project of what you wanted to be.
Were they in that little small studio?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, Jim, John talks about the closet studio he had.
Yeah.
Right? This one was even smaller because it literally was, at one time, a closet.
Wow. Yeah, there wasn't much room.
Is this place unbelievable that Civic bought here?
It's beautiful.
It's unbelievable. I mean, green room, bathroom, showers, big. Yeah, but this is the first and only studio I've ever worked at. So this is my expectation. But when you radio people come in, it's like, oh my God, you know, and then they always, when I did this, when I did that, and it's really not that long ago, but there were some, they didn't invest a lot in the infrastructure.
They still don't. A lot of places, seriously, a lot of places do not. No.
Wow.
Yeah, this is fancy.
So, you know, as a youth, were you in high school? Was it a high school project or college?
High school.
And how'd it go? Like, you're here.
I'm here now. So my high school self is kind of freaking out a little bit, and I'm pretty excited.
Okay.
You don't seem nervous at all. Seriously.
No, she was in here chilling. And
she got here before you, which is, I mean, that's typical.
But
when we have guest hosts.
Right. However, I get here before John. Let's not forget that.
You do.
Like every day. So
you do.
Anyway. No, I'm glad you're here. This is going to be fun today.
Thank
you for
having
me. And we have a great lineup. I'll tell you what, Bethany Perrins is a friend of yours.
Correct.
And she's coming in and she runs North Star Equestrian.
Correct.
And what is that? Is that horse?
Yeah, it's a horse stable.
I know it's a horse stable, but is it horse racing? Is it horse training?
So I think they do a lot of training and they have a summer classic coming up. I think they do a lot more with jumping.
Oh, cool.
Her daughter is also on you know, big into this and is one of the competition.
Did you know I had a Shetland pony when I was a kid?
That's amazing.
I did. I did. Yeah.
How many times, Shannon, has he told you that, though? I mean, you've got to know. You didn't just learn today, right?
No, I've heard it on, of course. On here.
That's why I'm kind of glad John's not here today, because he would be picking on, his name was Star, and he would be picking on my
head. Beautiful.
Well, he had a perfect star on his forehead.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, that's why we named him Star.
My husband grew up with horses.
Yes.
His name was Dusty.
The horse was, or your husband's name?
Yeah, which one?
Well.
But that'd be interesting to talk to her, because who doesn't like horses, right? I mean, they're just cool looking animals. And
they're very intimidating, though.
Not, you know, it's because they're big. They're really not.
Right.
And I wanted to get into riding when I had, Anna was, I don't know, 4 or 5, and I took her to a riding stable. I said, look, and she was just too afraid of the horse. It was so big.
Yeah.
And, so we just never got into it. And my other kids, then I moved on to other stuff. So anyway, yeah, you're here today. So we have, that'd be great to talk about that at North Star Equestrian. And then Bell and Sports, of course, comes on Friday, and we're going to talk to them a little bit more about, you know, the official start of summer is like Sunday, right? Monday? Don't they say Memorial Day is like the official? And correct. People are going to be getting out more. And I even want to talk to them a little bit about, like, Todd this weekend is going to be doing gardening and stuff, and a lot of people do that. And,
yeah,
you know, I think you could even, not that you would get injured, but I think there's some things we could do.
Well, as you get older,
right?
Stooping down and all that. Plus, exactly. I know that he's going to dig in a little bit more on the Bell and Run while he's here and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
so.
Which is coming up.
And I'm curious, because there's a lot of kids' sport. Like, my kids are starting sports now, just to kind of see, you know, his thoughts on
summer sports.
Yeah.
That'd be great. And I don't know, is Mark coming in or is Randy?
It's Randy today.
Oh, good. Randy Stratton. I like both of those guys. But Randy Van Stratton, who actually runs the Bell and not like... runs the Bell, and he organizes the Bell, and I'm sure he runs it too. And then we're going to talk to you about farmers markets. We had someone in yesterday, I think, talking about the Green Bay farmers market.
Lemmy was here. Lemmy I.
Okay, and that's, yes, and that starts tomorrow. Saturday is the first Green Bay farmers market and runs through,
you
I think,
October.
You want
to know a fun fact? I actually won the contest for that Saturday's farmers market, the merchandise logo.
Oh, that's, really?
Really.
That was me.
Well, that's cool. Like, yeah. Do they still use it, or is it?
It's going to be used for this year.
Oh, you won this year's contest.
It's pretty exciting.
Well, it's too bad we're on radio, but we'll have to. All right, we'll look at it and describe it. All right, we'll find that.
Put it up on our social media.
There you go.
Yeah.
Do that. And then, so we're going to talk about the Oshkosh Farmers Market, too. And I'm sure Appleton has something, because, you know, we're into all three of these markets and everything in between. But so Michelle Schmidt is coming on for that. Michelle Schmidt Schultz. And then
you did very well with that.
I did.
That's great.
I did. I get criticized for I'm good with first names. And then of course, 8 o'clock hour. This is a lot of fun. And I'm sure you've heard this because you listen to us, which is great. Christine Barlament and Dennis Peters. Boy, did he clean up at the Whammy Awards. We're going to talk a little bit about that.
Phenomenal.
And then we have live music coming on at 8:30. So it's gonna be a fun day.
And our live music, by the way, is somebody that is in the glam band.
Ooh.
Jason is coming in today.
What does he play? He's not the drummer, is he?
I think he's J.J. DeVille on stage or something like that. I gotta look that up.
So guitar then?
Yeah.
All right, that'd be cool. So anyway, the weather's great. We in Green Bay here, it's 56 degrees, and Appleton's 59, and Oshkosh it's 54. I do want to say, though, and we have Brittany Merlot come on every Monday, and she is the meteorologist for Civic Media for all 21 stations, and she knows the weather, but she did kind of say to us, we can almost guarantee 4 days, but past that, when you get out to the 10, 14-day forecast, she goes, that's a little iffy. It's, you know, it's close, but it's 4 days you can kind of go to the bank on, which I don't know about that. But it looks like tomorrow might be the best day.
That's kind of, what
did
it looks like.
Did you see there might be rain? I hope there's not, because of DePere Fest and some other cool stuff that's going
Sunday
on.
Sunday night rain. Okay, and then so Monday.
Monday what?
Monday rain.
That's what I thought. Yeah. I don't want that. Anyway, so it's Memorial Day weekend this weekend. And like I said, it's kind of the unofficial start of summer. So what do the Coens do for Memorial Day weekend?
The Coens are going up to Pelican Lake. My dad and stepmom they live up there right on the lake. So we go up and just relax.
That's cool.
It is.
They live there, though. That's not a cottage. That's the,
correct.
You're going to go and just... So they do all the maintenance, they do all the work, they do all the cleaning. You just come in and spend the weekend and leave. That's
right.
Nice. I love friends like that.
Well, last weekend, a couple weeks ago, we had to put the dock in. I mean, we have a couple expectations.
Oh, you do? Oh, okay. That's a little work.
Yeah. I mean, because they're my parents, so they're...
Can you, is it motorized on there? Can you ski? Can you...
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they have a pontoon, and we bring up our jet skis.
Fun.
We do everything out there.
Fishing. On Elkhart Lake, there's no motorized vehicles on Sundays, which is kind of nice because it's super, super quiet when you're out there. But it's also a good day to learn. Do you do that boards you stand on?
No.
Those are tricky.
I would.
You have to have a sense of balance
for
that.
Fall miserably.
And any wake would tip me over. So that's a good time to learn that. And it's fun. It's more fun to kayak too, although you can kayak when there's wakes. Anyway, right. I hope people have a great weekend. I will say on my show on Sunday at 1 o'clock, that Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, Memorial Day can be a little bit somber, right? But it's right. A day to celebrate's not the right word. It's a day to honor those who've lost their lives fighting for this country. And, there's so much stuff going on, right? I mean, you pick up the paper, but, at Heritage Hill State Park, they have things going on. Of course, the DePere, has their parade every year. And here in Green Bay, the Admiral Flatley Park has a great service there. At 3:45, there's the Botanical Gardens that has something, Fort Howard Memorial Day Remembrance, which is at 11 a.m. Johnny and I have spoken at that many, many times. Nicolet Memorial Park, they have something at 11 a.m. as well. And there's just a lot of things to do. And I think if people, you, your husband, wife, family, mom, if you go to one of those and then you do the barbecuing and skiing and whatever you do, open the cottage, it's just it's a more fun day because you've kind of honored the military people who've given their lives. And then you can celebrate the day. And I really encourage
our
people.
Freedom.
There's so many things to do that morning. And we're going to be doing that as well. Now, we're going to be in Nashville. But we're going to do something that honors Memorial Day, some gravesite ceremony. Or I'm sure there's a ton of stuff going on down there. And then the rest of the day is more fun. So I just hope people do that. And you can just go online, Oshkosh, Appleton. Everybody's got cool stuff.
Well, Christy's
going
to fill us in, right?
On what's going on in Green. Yeah, she will. I guess she'll fill it in on all three. You're right. Right. She can do that. Okay. So what else is going on today? It's Tiara Day.
It is.
Now, is that kind of a narrow day? How many people wear tiaras? Like eight?
I mean, can we?
You're going to find out.
Oh, jeez.
Come on.
We're both wearing tiaras?
Yeah.
Did you bring one for Todd?
I didn't. My daughter only had two. So here we are.
Oh, man, this is tight.
Well, she's nine.
Okay, all right. We have our tiaras on. All right, this is fun. So far, so good, Shannon. Thanks for coming on.
We're feeling fancy.
With this vice around my head. Okay.
There was a bet this morning on whether or not you'd actually wear it.
Uh-huh.
And I think I won this.
I think you did. I didn't think you were going to.
Oh, no, Shannon. I do, you know, this.
Whatever it takes for the show.
Right. Yeah. Right. I'm a company guy.
You like me, so you probably would.
Which is true, too. And
I think he likes tiaras. I'm just saying.
Who doesn't?
I don't know. I don't want to wear something else, too.
I got to get a picture of this.
Pass.
I'm coming in the break, and I'm getting a picture of this.
Other stuff that's going on today. Again, you know, today we have Friday, May 24th. It's Tiara Day. So we are honoring all those who have had to wear tiaras. I don't know if the people, and you know, we had Miss Green Bay on here and Miss, I think we had Miss Wisconsin, but they have to wear these tiaras in
they
public.
They do, yeah.
They have to. It's part of like the
But
job
I think they personally really like it, too.
Do you?
How do you not?
Yeah. All right. Hey, there's other stuff going on today. It's Brother's Day, too. Call your brother. Everybody,
yes.
Call your brother today.
I have one.
Tell him happy Brother's Day. So, all right, let's do that. All right, we're going to be right back. We are here with our special guest host, because Johnny's on vacation, with Shannon Cohen. We have a great lineup today. We're going to be right back, and we're going to talk a little bit more about all the special things going on today, and especially this Memorial Day weekend. Stick around. Mino and the Mayor. Actually, it's the Mayor and Shannon. How's that?
I like it.
Okay, cool. We'll be right back.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Jeff Levering and wife Ashley love their patio door from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
It's so bright, it's so clear. I can see the kids outside playing, and it makes it comfortable for the life we live.
I love the roll screen. The fact that the screen is on the inside and no drafts, it's a game changer.
Right now, get 0% interest-free financing for up to 48 months when you order by May 31st. Set your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. That's 531-2024.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
All right, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor on Friday, May 24th, and a very, we've got a great lineup today. I'm excited about it. It's going to be great to hear this Bethany Perrins coming in. I love horses. Equestrian is going to be cool. And, of course, we talked about Bell and Sports coming in.
She's Farmers actually Market. My neighbor, so you can find out if I'm a good neighbor.
All right. We can check all that. And Johnny's on vacation, and we are here with Shannon Cohen, who we work together. She actually, you tried out for radio when you were in high school? Is that what it would be?
That was my plan. That's what I wanted to go to college for. Was
and finally.
Broadcasting.
You're getting your break.
I am.
Finally. Todd and I went to, Todd, what did we go to? It was like a broadcasting for high school kids.
So it's Wisconsin packed. Broadcasters Association, and they bring in once or twice a year, they do these seminars and informational sessions with students. And it could be high school, and it can be, it can be college kids.
Right.
But yeah.
We had a civic media booth, and they came around, and we told them what we do and what we don't do, and
they still want to do it?
Yeah, they just, I don't know. But many of them, and I told John this too, many of the kids that came up said, look, I'd like to get into sports.
Oh, and sports broadcasting?
Yeah.
I don't think I could do that. That's a lot of fast talking.
Well, but there's some real money in sports broadcasting.
It's true.
And I don't know about, well, I'll tell you, there's none in morning radio shows. I'm just kidding. We do it because of the love of the community.
That's right.
But I do. We're having some fun with this. So, that was a great thing. But so many of the kids, I was surprised how many people were there. I just didn't think, 17, 18, 19-year-old kids wanted to get into broadcasting. But boy, do they. And
it's not just broadcasting, but it's media in general.
That's
so
true.
Yeah, it's all encompassing now.
But I was saying, Todd, I was surprised how many of them that were serious about getting into broadcasting kind of picked the lane of sports. A lot of them. I think there's good money in sports. And it's also, I think it's very, very popular. So
I think they want the fame.
No. There's a little bit of that. You could tell by the students as they were walking through which ones wanted to get into media.
Yeah.
Like social media and stuff like that. You can tell the ones that wanted to be on TV.
Oh, my gosh.
Because they looked like they were ready to walk on a news set.
Hello. I know. The hairspray. I mean, just like, okay.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yes.
I have a face for radio.
Yeah, that's most of us do. So the other thing going on today, it is road trip day.
Yeah, I'm road tripping to Pelican Lake.
Is a road trip? Overnight?
No.
It's just a one day.
I would think
it can be. I think a road trip can be as long as you want it to be. It's just that you are getting on the road and going.
Road trip, though, is driving.
Yeah.
Windows down, radio, just jamming.
Don't do a lot of road trips.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Well, hey, not when you can fly.
No, all the stress with flying?
No, thank you. Let me just explain.
We can't afford the bypass the security.
It's not that much. Everybody thinks, first of all, anybody get TSA number. So boom, you're in the short line with TSA. And then it's not that much more to upgrade to, there's a lot of different levels you can buy, but we always buy pick your own seat. So we can sit next to each other up front.
Right.
And then we always buy.
Up front, do you mean first class?
No, that's expensive.
Okay.
That's not worth it. Unless you're going international. Then it's kind of worth it. But first class isn't worth it. But what do they call that? The preferred seating something. That's kind of worth it. I mean, that can only be like sometimes $18 or $28.
Is it like the fast pass at Disney? It kind of just gets you up there a little quicker and you don't gotta.
You board earlier. You board in group one after all the other stuff. There's a lot of stuff that goes on before you though, right? I mean, there's different levels. And then of course with the military, which deserves to go on, and then people with children. And but anyway, then but you'll find place for your overhead luggage. And then some airlines are going to start charging now for overhead. And we would buy that because we take our overhead. We just take a suitcase or a duffel bag. So anyway.
I'm still going to drive.
Now boarding former mayors. Now boarding former mayors.
We never got that. I will say, though, that there's been a couple times where, I don't know, people thought I was a bigger deal than I was. So, yeah.
Who are you?
I don't talk about that. So anyway, so it's road trip day. So that's driving.
Yeah.
Okay. I do like driving. But
we drive to St. Louis every year to go see my in-law.
Okay, that's 10 hours.
Yeah, it's not bad.
No, that's not bad at all.
Two kids, two dogs. We ran it.
Well, sometimes this is what I'm doing today. I don't want to, far be it to talk about me. Today I'm going to find out, I got to be able to take my dog. And I looked online because I know you can, I don't know, he's been certified and I just got to make sure that he has the right credentials because I want to take him next time. He goes to my brother's house when we're gone and we've been gone quite a bit, you know, just these little weekend junkets to visit the kids in New York or now we're all going to Nashville for a baptism, but I want to take him with us. He's a great, great dog, but
He feels really left out.
He does, but my brother's a great host. So anyway, yes, that'd be fun. Escargot day. That's good.
I've never had it.
Oh, my God.
Is that the snail?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, I'm not doing that.
No.
Oh,
sorry.
No, it's expensive, no. though. It's expensive. So,
yeah, no.
Escargot? Yeah, the snails?
No.
I'm good.
Mm-mm. Okay.
I'll take asparagus.
How about this one? Asparagus day.
That's good.
Yeah,
I love asparagus.
Do you?
Yep.
I'll take escargot over asparagus.
Oh.
Okay. Oh. What is don't fry day?
So don't fry day, like...
Don't fry your food, right?
Well, no, like, don't fry your skin. Put on some sunscreen.
Oh. I don't know if that's, because we just had a sunscreen day, didn't
that
we?
That was the week.
Was it the
week.
So this is the day.
So this is don't, I'm with Todd. I think it's don't fry food day and try to do air fryers. Of course, that is frying food. Probably do baking. I don't know.
Or whatever. Eating french fries or not eating french fries.
Well, I'm having a french fry.
Yeah. That's an impossible day. Okay. Cooler day.
Beer cooler.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
Got your little cooler?
That's fun.
Take that on your road trip.
And what is mic day? Is that because we're all on mics?
Nope.
Or is that okay?
No, the name Mike. So anybody named Mike out there, it's your day.
All right, Mike. You got the
celebrate.
Day.
Celebrate.
Call in sick. Or just say, hey, look, I don't have to tell you why. It's Mike Day. See you Tuesday.
So if his name is, if he goes by Michael, is it not his day?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, you got to see if Michael has their own day. There can't be a day for everybody. Like, is there a gym day? Is there a Todd
there
day?
There probably is.
I'm guessing.
Okay, you are? All right. And we're going to go through birthdays real quick because we got a guest who's here already, but John C. Riley is 59.
I love him.
Who is he?
He's from Talladega Nights.
Oh, what's that?
Oh, Jim.
He's in Will Ferrell movies a lot.
Yeah, he's kind of got curly hair.
Will Ferrell does.
Well, no, the other guy does. Yeah. Huh, you'd know him if you saw him.
All right. Okay. Roseanne Cash.
Oh, she's great, right?
Oh, yeah. All right. I'll take this.
Right?
I like that. All right.
Daughter of Johnny Cash.
Yes.
Great country singer.
All
love
right.
that.
She's probably a Nashville gal.
Oh, yeah.
She's 69 today.
Yes. But
good for her.
Yeah, that Johnny Cash, that's Nashville. He died in one of those hospitals. Okay, Priscilla Presley, she's 79. Boy, she just got through a tough time with that, her dad's. 79. Who's Priscilla?
That's Elvis's ex-wife.
Ex-wife.
Yep.
So was she involved in that whole thing? I mean,
I didn't know
house?
About this. I heard about it yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
From you.
And they were kind of trying to scam and get hold of Grace Slynn.
That's awful.
Which is a cool, cool place to go. Anyway,
shame all right. on them.
Patti LaBelle, boy, she has been everywhere. Opened up in Vegas a lot. And then, of course, Bob Dylan, 83, and Tommy Chong, 86. These guys are getting old.
Do you know who Gary Berghoff is?
I looked it up. He's Radar.
Radar from MASH, 81
and
today.
Something about Charlie Brown?
I think he was the original voice of Charlie Brown back in the
there
day.
It is.
The reason I skipped over that because I didn't know who he was.
But now you
I
do,
had to
right?
Google.
Now I do. Yeah. All right, so we know. All right, Gary Berghoff. Radar O'Reilly is 81. All those guys are 80. You know, they're getting old. Thank God we're staying in our 30s.
Sure.
All right.
Yes.
Cool. All right. We're going to be right back. We have got Bethany Perrins coming up to talk about North Star Equestrian. Shannon and the mayor will be right back.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack was in Wisconsin yesterday And while he made announcements about USDA investments, farmers made announcements about their concerns on the lack of a farm bill. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. What did those farmers have to say? That's on the way.
This is Mike.
Hey.
He's getting a quick haircut at the local barber school.
It's only $5. How bad can it?
Oh! Yikes. Don't be like Mike when it comes to weed control. Get the job done right the first time and plan ahead with Status Herbicide. It delivers elite corn safety and reliable performance, so you don't have to deal with more problems than you bargained for.
No!
Status Herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack was in Kewaunee County yesterday announcing USDA's investment of $83 million in 12 state projects through the Fertilizer Production Expansion Program. Dairy Dreams in Kewaunee County is one of those farms that previously was funded some of that money. J.J. Pagel is one of the owner and operators of Dairy Dreams. He said, well, it's wonderful to continue to have that kind of financial support for new innovations when it comes to fertilizers. He did voice his concerns about the lack of action on the farm bill.
I'm kind of uneasy. I'm waiting for things to come out. And, you know, we had a really nice jump last week in class 3 milk. And then, you know, it came back real quick on us. And it's been so volatile lately. And what I'd like to see out there is more of a consistent milk price across the board, because it's really hard for dairy men and women to try to run a facility when your milk price can jump $1.50 to $2 in 7 days and try to figure out, you know, how to pay the bills.
J.J. Pagel from Dairy Dreams in Kewaunee County. While they were discussing the farm bill in Wisconsin yesterday, the House of Representatives actually finished their first step of marking up a new farm bill.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
If you'd like to hear the rest of my conversation with J.J. Pagel from Dairy Dreams in Kewaunee County, or my phone conversation with U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack while he was in Wisconsin yesterday, pop on over to MidwestFarmReport.com. You'll see our podcast playlist and all those interviews right there. MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy this morning, scattered showers and thunderstorms by late this afternoon into this evening. Our high today, 71. Tonight, thunderstorms ending, clearing after midnight, 50. Tomorrow, sunshine, 72, with more scattered rain and thunderstorms on Sunday and Memorial Day, with highs in the upper 60s to near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Matt Mayer on air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Mayer on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long.
1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store, and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, but special guest today, Shannon Cohen. So it's Shannon and the Mayor.
That's
a nice ring to it, right?
It's beautiful.
And we have a great day coming up. 56 here in Green Bay, 59 in Appleton, 54 in Oshkosh.
I'll take it.
And happy birthday to Radar O'Reilly. Right? We were just talking about that's who Gary Bird up. I didn't know who he was. And Todd's like, hey, the guy's 81 though. Whew. Nothing. There you go. See, that's his song.
Oh, there it is.
I hate that song.
Why?
It's sad. It sounds sad to me. I don't know.
It's majestic.
Okay. All right. I don't even know what that word means. Okay. And then we got to get some Bob Dylan because he's 83 today too. So that's exciting. Hey, so those of you who listen or are regular listeners, you know, I have a love for horses. I had a horse when I was a little kid, not a horse, it was a Shetland pony. Kind of like maybe, I don't know, being a nurse and a doctor. It's not like the same thing, but it's in the same field. And I that was great to have. And we rode him a lot. And I was, 14, 15, 16. And we have a guest here that I was just telling her before we got going here. I'm a little bit jealous. She is the owner, North Star Equestrian. And you have an interesting life. I would like to live that life. How long have you been into the whole equestrian thing?
Yes, it's definitely a very interesting life. Takes us all over. Started horses when I was about 4 years old. Probably formally started training about 7, 8 years old. So always been part of me.
So you, at North Star, not North Star.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is North Star
Equestrian at Greenfield Farm. Yep.
In Greenfield Farm. Where are you located?
We are centrally located in Howard, right in the heart of Howard. So it's very conveniently located, easy to get anywhere. And a lot of people don't even know we're there, frankly. We're kind of tucked away, but a little piece of heaven.
And can any of us come out and take lessons? Who doesn't like horses, right?
Yes, absolutely. So I think one thing that we're very passionate about is teaching people who are passionate about horses or have a love for horses or have a willingness or eagerness to learn. So we have instructors that will do general riding for the public. You just call and you say, hey, I'm interested in getting to know horses. And you schedule a time with your instructor. You come on out. We provide the horse. If you don't have a helmet, we provide the helmet and give you an hour of learning. So
I bet some kids can just fall in love with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's really great. You can definitely tell the ones who have enthusiasm for it. We also do some kids camps out there, which is also really wonderful because sometimes you have parents or adults that will call and they're not really 100% sure if it's for them. And so it gives you kind of an opportunity to get your feet wet without necessarily committing to a lesson. And you can come and see the property, see the horses, feed the horses, brush the horses, and just
learn
all about it.
That is so cool. And I think as parents, I think one of our jobs is to expose our kids to as many things as we can. And although some of us steered our kids away from hockey because once you're in that, are your kids in hockey, Shannon?
No, I appreciate their teeth.
Yeah. Oh, that. How about the time? The time. But
money.
Anyway, a lot of people love hockey, but we were a little bit more into some other things.
But some of these horses can be expensive.
I would say
too.
I think that's most sports these days. Yeah. It's taken a little bit of a turn, you know.
We're having we have Bellin coming in, and they've been on our show a number of times, and really talk about the health and all they do in the community. They're going to talk about the Bellin Run probably today, but they don't like the fact that they're steering kids to one sport now so that you can go and get a scholarship and you know,
yes.
And you're better off. Like when we were kids, well, I'm a lot older than you. When there was more, you played three sports. Yeah. I mean, I couldn't play cause I was
a little
not
bit
real
of
coordinated.
Everything. Yes. All American athlete.
I played no sports.
No. Oh my God. What did you do? To this equestrian, 4 years old, you started, which it's, you weren't afraid. I mean, the horses are big.
I never really did have a fear for them. I think even today, doing this as long as I have, I've seen and experienced a lot of different things. And people kind of say to me, are you not ready to walk away? But it's always been in me. I've just always had a love. We used to joke that my mom used to try to get me into ballet. And I'd tell her, I want dirt. I want grime. I want dirt. I want horses. I want the smells. So
that's where your youngest gets it from.
I bet.
I was never into bugs. So
we're talking with Bethany Perrins. She's the owner of North Star Equestrian and Greenfield Farms right in Howard. And obviously has been growing up in this since she was 4 years old. And You can go out there and see the horses and maybe take lessons if you'd like, or just learn more about the whole equestrian industry. But I just think that's like, you don't have a, it's not like a pet in your house. It's just something, it's just bigger than that. Not bigger physically, just that's just a cool thing because you can ride them, you can compete, and you compete too, right?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think that's what's so great about horses is you can really get as involved as you want or not. So we have people that come out to the barn that come and ride just for the love of the horses and they want to be around it and learn more about it. And then we also have quite a big show team that we travel nationally all over. So we are in Florida, Michigan, Illinois. We go everywhere. We load up the horses, hit the road, and compete for weeks at a time. So that's pretty cool because you can really just share your experiences and your passion with any level or interest level. Yeah. And everyone can get into it.
I bet you make friends too. Cause it's
absolutely.
That industry is probably, I wouldn't think you get into that for a couple of years and get out. I think once you get in and you love it, you're probably in for the long haul.
For sure. I think I've developed some of my best friendships and relationships with people that are either clients or that I've met along the way because we do have such a shared interest that not many people understand, right, when you get into it.
Right. So. I mean, that's my friend was the mayor of Oklahoma City for, I don't know, 18 years, Mick Cornett, and he's texted into this show. We talked about the tornadoes and stuff, but he took me to that's big in Oklahoma City, and they had an indoor competition. It wasn't even outdoors. It was indoors. Sure. And there's a lot to that. So do you just do the barrels or do you jump or tell me what
do. So there are many different disciplines. And so we are specifically catering to show jumping. So we do the hunter jumpers. And so,
is that those like bars that you jump over?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So they call it a course. And so you basically have a course designed. They fly people in from all over the country, specifically design these courses. And the ultimate goal is to move up the level. So you might start at 18 inches. And one of my trainers is going this weekend to go compete at 4'3", and it can go all the way up to 6 feet. So the idea,
do they give you a trampoline to start with? Man, that's high.
No,
6 foot jump.
Yeah, that's usually at the Olympic level. So pretty cool, and it's really cool to watch people develop along the way and kind of reach some of those dreams of the height. Some people want to jump the big jump, some people don't. But when you do the hunters, it's really based on performance and accuracy and more the aesthetic and the looks. When we get into the jumpers, which is a little bit more what we focus on, it's time and speed and clear rounds. So the idea is not to lower the height of that jump. If you lower the height of that jump, you get penalized.
Interesting.
So yeah, very, very unique. But
tell me about we go to the Brown County Fair every year, and a couple of things we like. Of course, anything on a stick is good. But I think once you like we're into horses, you're always going to be into them, whether you own it or do it or not, like me. But we always look for that barrel racing, and I can't believe how young some of those kids are on there.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So I think my kids personally started sitting on horses at 18 months old. Oh, my daughter got into lessons as a 3-year-old, and now she's very heavily competitive as a 16-year-old. We typically don't start lessons for kids until about the age of 6, but. I mean, again, a lot of us waiting is a little bit just them being able to maneuver and carry the equipment and reach the horses. But we like to start them at a young age because it's just
getting
cool,
them comfortable.
Yeah, getting them comfortable. And a lot of them just love the horses and love to be around the horses.
Is it true that horses, like if you don't ride them often, they kind of get mad at you?
I mean, I don't know if I know that, but, you know, I definitely think horses are a lot like people. They all have very different personalities, and you have some that are more snuggly and some that are more aloof, and you have some that want the constant attention and some that could really care less as long as they get their food. So just really depends.
And horses do, like, I think a lot of horses, their names, like, is the most popular horse named Copper?
No, actually, my biggest competition horse right now is named after my husband, Greg.
That's amazing.
We call him Greg. And let me tell you, that makes for some interesting conversations publicly when they're not sure if you're talking about the horse or the husband.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's amazing.
We have a lot of horses in our barn right now that are named after human names, which I'm not really sure how that happened.
Interesting.
We have.
I like the, like, you know, we just watched the Derby, and I love all those, like,
yeah.
cool names where it's like four titles. And yeah, I just think that's so fun. Like Mystic Dan. Right. Cool.
I don't think we have anything that cool right now. No.
So since we're talking about the Derby, do you bet on the Derby? Do you kind of watch that?
And I mean, it's interesting because a lot of people ask that. Like, I think that, you know, with horses, it's so generalized, but there's so many different pockets. And I've maybe watched two races in my life. I would love to go to the Kentucky Derby one day just to say that I've been.
Yes.
Absolutely. But I can't say as if I follow much of barrel racing or racing. It's a very different
pocket. You're focused on,
yes,
on yours.
Jumping.
Exactly.
Is it all called equestrian, though?
Yeah, equestrian is just the generalized term for equine horses.
All right, but you're narrowed on the jumping.
The show jumping, and correct.
Is that, is that popular? Like, is that a thing? Like, I mean, horse racing is, right?
Sure.
I mean, wouldn't you say a lot of people know horse racing?
Right.
How are the crowds? Let me ask that.
Sure. So I feel like not a lot of people really always are very privy to, like, what we do as much as racing. You see a lot more popularity to it in the Florida area. Kentucky, Europe is really big for a lot of the show jumping.
Yeah, right.
It kind of just depends on the location and where you go, but I definitely don't think people are as familiar with show jumping as they would be something as racing.
And I think what's cool about that, and I wish it was more, because that's like a great thing for a kid to get interested in, right? And I guess it's as expensive as you want it to be, right? I mean, if you ride, you know,
absolutely,
every day or every week, or, I mean, it's not like you have to buy a horse to be into that, right?
No, not at all. So again, at our farm, we provide lesson horses for people that want to come in and take lessons. And we oftentimes encourage people, because sometimes we'll have people come in and say right off the bat, we want to buy a horse. And we'll encourage.
I've heard that before.
we'll encourage them to come in and say, hey, you know, do 6 months or a year on a lesson horse. Make sure that you're really committed, because it is a huge financial commitment and a time commitment. And again, we really want to make sure that people are as passionate about it as we are and that the animal is well cared for. So we have lots of opportunities to come in on lesson horses. We also have an event coming up next week that Shannon knows about, June 7th through the 9th. We're hosting our Greenfield Summer Classic. We started it a few years back, an annual event. It's geared specifically towards a lot of our local kids that are looking to do more affordable shows and looking to kind of get their feet wet with the horse shows. But we are open to the general public, so anyone can come out during those dates, grab a sandwich.
I'll say, you got a food truck this year?
So we are not doing a food truck this year, but we will be selling some subs from Scott Subs in Hobart, which I'm really excited about
because
I
great
love
things.
Their subs. Yes.
Awesome.
But we just say bring a chair.
Is there a fee?
No fee. Come out and just...
June, that's my birthday.
Oh, so is my husband. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You know who else is born that day? Prince.
Well, you can't go wrong there then.
No.
Legendary men.
How about it? When, I just want to tell you, when Prince turned... We were born the same day, the same year.
Okay. Ooh.
So when he turned...
Isn't that weird how nature works? You got this guy over here, you know.
Some nerdy guy.
And then you've got, you know, one of the greatest musicians, singer-songwriters.
It happens.
You know, it's one of those 6 degrees things, but it was actually less than that. A friend of mine knew him, and I was going to get him to come to Green Bay on his 50th birthday, because that's when he was doing the small venues.
Sure.
And have him just do like a charity thing. Yeah, I was mayor then, but there are some things that happened that didn't come to fruition. Actually, my dad died that year. But, so I always remind people that. My kids one year gave me all a bunch of Prince stuff. And so I have a lot of his music. So I tell your husband, you know, it's, you can celebrate.
It's a great
And Tom Jones.
Tom Jones? Where did that come from?
He was born on that June 7th.
Oh, okay.
Don't you know who was born on your day?
Not at all.
What? No. I really don't care. I don't even care about my birthday.
I was born. That's all that matters.
You ask my kids, they're going to say, who else was born on your day? And, you know, like Laura, she was born the same day as Hitler. So anyway, that's not as fun. I know. She doesn't
way
like
to
that
bring
either.
It down.
All right. Hey, we're going to be right back. This is so awesome. I love horses and I love our guest here. Brittany Perrins with North Star Equestrian Greenfield
Farms.
It's
Bethany, but it's okay. We'll work on that. You said Brittany.
Oh,
it happens often. It's okay.
I usually butcher last names. All right, we'll be right back with Bethany Perrins.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Fabulous Farm Bay PM Yankee here with the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WGBW. It's about your food and where it comes from. Tune in and learn. 5 a.m., 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, the Talk of Green Bay.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
With the mystery tramp, but now you realize he's not.
All right, welcome back. Shannon and the mayor, because Mino is on vacation again. And Bob Dylan's birthday today. That is why we are listening to Bob Dylan. I saw Bob Dylan. He was here.
Like in Green Bay?
Yes. I did. That was actually in the paper because of who I went with. But anyway.
Who'd you
it was
go
just,
with?
It was just weird.
Just tell the story. I should have started it.
I went with an alderman who... couldn't stand him, but he needed a ride. And I'm such a nice guy.
You are.
So I gave him a ride. Of course, I bought my ticket. He talked his way into it. But anyway, yes, wow. Bob Dylan. So, but I do like Bob Dylan.
He's a classic.
That was, yes, I do like him. But that was the best part of the trip, was seeing Bob Dylan. Anyway, Bethany Perrins, she is here with North Star Equestrian and Greenfield Farms. And for those of you who maybe grew up watching horses or loving horses, I mean, every kid got a book with horses, right? I mean, because they're so beautiful. I mean, that's got to be one of the most beautiful animals there are. But you can experience it in real life at your place.
Yes, absolutely.
You talked about little kids. Not, I mean, I say little kids, but, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 13-year-olds that get into this. Do adults pick this up?
Like, oh, absolutely. I don't think it's exclusive to any age group. We like to say we welcome people of all ages and all levels. I have... some people that come out 60, 70. Awesome. I mean, literally from 6 years old to 60 years old. If you have a love and a passion for horses, we just love to teach you about horses.
Isn't that so? Was your dad into this? Your parents, like, how do you get into that? I mean,
sure.
Because, like I said, I think every kid, if you say you want to go see a horse, they love them.
But yes, then
they
get absolutely. There, like... So I think the joke in our family is that my mom really always wanted to get me into dance and ballet. Mm. That was really her thing. And we joked that she'd say, oh, let's go to the store and we'll get some Barbies for your birthday or Christmas or whatever. And I say, no, I don't want Barbie. I want Barbie's horse. Yeah. And I think my dad, who was really listening to me one day, said, hey, do you want to take some riding lessons? Wow. And it just kind of became our thing. It was really cool. That was one of my favorite childhood memories. He'd take me to the barn. And I'd like to say that he was hands-on, but really he'd stand behind me and he'd say, I see a dirty spot. Brush harder. You're not brushing hard enough. And so he was hands-on in a hands-off kind of way telling me to brush a little bit harder. But it became kind of our... And you probably had the best groomed horses. Oh, absolutely. They were spotless. But yeah, absolutely. He would bring me to the barn and help me with the horses. And just as I became older, he always would say to his friends, oh, she'll outgrow it. High school come, she'll outgrow right, it. College right. come, she'll outgrow it. And finally one day I said, hey, Dad, you want to be business partners? And
here you are.
Wow. Here we are today. So
that is so cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
So in your competition, does Wisconsin have competition or is it all pretty much
out of
state?
Sadly, we don't have it a ton. There used to be some more competitions in the Wisconsin area. I think there's some groups right now that are trying to make it a little bit more prevalent again. However, for us, really, we have to travel. Closest area is really Illinois area. Mm-hmm. But like I said, we go everywhere, Kentucky, Florida.
Yeah.
We just kind of hit the ground running.
You know, and that's a cool industry, but maybe something that's not on the front page. Sometimes what it takes, you know, is like a Tiger Woods or somebody, you know, some good looking, popular, that can elevate, get more interest in it. But I think yours is more through like just testimonials like you. I mean, you know, you're very passionate about.
Oh, absolutely. I think part of what makes me so passionate is, I mean, one, horses are amazing animals, but the impact you can see them have on lives, especially people who might be going through their own personal struggles. Horses are just so very therapeutic. And I think it's really cool because you might watch somebody come in that who knows what they have going on or why it's happening, but they get around the horses and they just absolutely light up, and you can just see like the That's weight awesome. Lifted That's from fun. Them.
Phenomenal.
And just really cool transformations.
So like I said, when I we had that kids day, I went out and took lessons because you kind of got to, the horse has to know you. You got to know the horse a little mm-hmm. bit to ride in public. And I did that. And but I, at the place I was at, they also brought kids out there with like some muscular issues. And because the way the horse moves and the way their body needs to move was therapeutic from that standpoint.
Yes, absolutely. So we don't really do a lot from the therapeutic standpoint. There are some really great programs in right. our area that do that. But knowing someone personally who assisted with that program, definitely a ton of benefit. A right. ton of benefit with the movement. And again, not just physically, but emotionally.
Yeah. Okay, you connection.
See, yeah, you just see people really come out of their shells. I mean, there's something about the horses that just really open you up and make you vulnerable, but yet comfortable all at the same time.
And I think people think, well, I could never have a horse because I live in the city. But you board them?
They yes, absolutely. So we have a wonderful team of staff members that I absolutely could not do it without them. And so our job is to really make it as easy and seamless as possible. So your job is just to come enjoy your horse. You ride your horse. You groom your horse. We do everything from turning the horse out to feeding the horse to making sure the horse sees the appropriate veterinary care and whatnot. And again, it's a great team of staff members that kind of keep that day-to-day operations running for us.
That's fantastic.
And that's right here in Green Bay. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's not like, well, we got to go to Milwaukee to get this done. You know, we can do that right here in Green Bay, and you're in Howard. So June 7th, my birthday, we will have the Summer Classic. And again, just tell our listeners a little bit more about that. And it's kind of an introductory, right, for some kids?
Sure, yes, absolutely. So with the horse shows, there's different levels of horse showing. And this particular horse show is what we call a non-rated horse show, but we're a recognized horse show, which allows the kids to still earn points, if you will, for some year-end awards. But it's a way to bring a horse show into the community so people can Right. learn more about horses, learn more about competitions. It allows our clients and our lesson students to kind of have a starter level to get their feet wet and understand what horse showing is about. And again, just a great opportunity to open up the farm to the public and say, hey, everyone, come on over, Right. learn about it, see what we
Right.
do.
Here we
watch
are.
Some
come
horses.
And check it out.
Absolutely.
Right next. And Shannon's your neighbor. Is she a good neighbor?
I do not live at the farm.
Oh,
so
I see. Okay.
Shannon is a pretty great neighbor.
She is a great
I've considered moving until I thought about, you know, not being by Shannon, and
see?
Then I get sad.
Right. They can make or break you.
Hey, I make her cake.
There you go. Yeah, you're doing that because we had to bribe you a little bit.
You're a great
you really know what you're talking about, and I think that's what makes for a great guest. So Bethany, how do those of us who are interested, how do we get in touch with you? Or do you have a website, phone number? How do you
yes,
like that?
Yes, absolutely. We have all of that. With the amount of traveling I do, sometimes the best way is text message. So we encourage people to just call or give me a text. I send some information in regards to hours, prices, kind of how the program works. Okay. And then,
do you got the number real quick?
Yep, 920-360-4862.
And we can check you out online?
Absolutely. Facebook, website, any of that.
All right.
Wonderful.
This is so awesome. Thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank
stuff.
You for
We're
having
get you back
me.
Here. 920-360-4862. Bethany Perrins, North Star Equestrian. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. If it goes astray.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, military veteran and subject of the Netflix documentary Father, Soldier, Son, Brian Eich joins the show. And Max Inc.'s Terry Barr checks in and reports from Bratfest.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9. The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills. And on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.